Welcome to this demonstration of another continuity handoff feature in Yosemite. And of course, that's OS 10 10.10 and iOS 8.1. And in this demonstration, I'll actually be showing you how to set up SMS text relay so that you can SMS from your Mac via your iPhone. Now, keep in mind that besides setting up SMS relay on your Mac, you can also set this up on your iPad and iPod Touch as well. To enable this to work, you need to be on the same Apple ID for both iMessages, running in this case on the Mac and on the iPhone that Messages is actually using. So before I actually dive into that, let me first of all say that my Mac is turned on. I'm sitting at the desktop and VoiceOver is running. And of course, on my iPhone 6 Plus, it's turned on, I'm sitting at the home screen, and VoiceOver's also turned on as well. So as I said, in Messages, you need to be on the same Apple ID for both. So if you want to check that to make sure that you're on both on the Mac and on the iPhone, let me first of all show you how to confirm that on the Mac in Messages. So I'm going to bring up Messages on my Mac. Now, rather than going to my Dock or my Applications folder, I've got a shortcut key for VoiceOver. I'll do that now.
Messages window.
Okay, so let me bring up Messages preferences with command comma.
Preferences now in accounts window, account controls group general button.
Now, when I've gone into Messages preferences, it's already landed me in the toolbar already. So if I did an uninteract command with shift V or apro or shift control option apro,
stop interacting with toolbar,
we can tell that we just jumped out of the toolbar. So I'm going to go back into it with shift V O deno or shift control option deno.
Interact with toolbar, two items, accounts, selected button.
Now, just a note, the Apple IDs and the mobile phone numbers you'll be hearing through this demonstration, I've modified for privacy reasons. And also to, in my contacts under my name, my iPhone is designated as an iPhone in my contact, and my Android phone for work is designated as a mobile phone. So when you hear me do the messaging to either one will say iMessages and the other will say text message, i.e. the one that's my mobile phone in my contacts for my Android phone. Anyway, let's get on with the recording. And accounts was already selected. If it wasn't, I could just do VO spacebar, control option spacebar. Let me uninteract.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
Okay, now I want to just search for Apple ID. So rather than having to go through the whole screen, I'm just going to do VOF for control option F for find.
Enter search text.
Type in ID. Enter.
Apple ID.
Okay, and now I can just go to the right with VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
DavidWoodburr@.com.
Okay, so DavidWoodburr@.com. is my Apple ID, and that's the one that I'm using on the Mac for Messages. So that's all well and good. So I can close that down now, Command Q.
Finder.
Okay, let me close down Preferences with Command W.
Close window, now in Messages window.
And I'll leave that open because we're gonna come back to it. So let me just grab my iPhone here. I'll do exactly the same thing to check for what Apple ID I'm running in Messages on my iPhone. So I'm coming in the bottom, the phone.
One new item.
Flick back to the left to find my settings icon.
Page 1 of 3. Find my friends. Blind Square. Kindle. Twitter. Audible. Mint 2013. Weather. Passbook. Settings.
Okay, there's settings. One finger double tap.
Settings.
And I'm going to touch towards the bottom of the screen above my home button.
Display and brightness. Button.
I'm going to flick to the right now to get to Messages.
Wallpaper. Sounds. Touch ID, privacy, iCloud, iTunes and app, mail, notes, reminders, phone, messages, button.
Okay, there's messages, one finger double tap.
Messages.
And I want to get down to send and receive. So touch the middle of the screen.
Send read receipts, on.
Flick to the right.
Allow others to be noted, send as SMS, on. Send as SMS when a message is unavailable. Carrier, send and receive, three addresses, button.
Okay, there's send and receive. I've currently got three addresses in there. One finger double tap.
Message, messages, back button.
And if I flick to the right.
A message, heading, Apple ID, DavidWoodburr@.com, button.
Okay, so I have indeed confirmed that my Apple ID is DavidWoodburr@.com, and that's also fine. So I'm using the same Apple ID on both my Mac and here on my iPhone 6 Plus. Let me just go back a screen.
Messages. Back button.
One finger double tap, and I'll just touch the top left-hand side of the screen to go back with the messages back button.
Messages. Settings. Back button.
Okay, now if I flick to the right.
Messages. Heading. A message. On. The messages can be sent between iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Mac. Text message forwarding. Button.
And that's the magic thing that we want. Text message forwarding. One finger double tap.
Text message forwarding. Messages. Back button.
If I flick to the right, it should bring up my two devices that I've currently signed in to the same Apple ID using iMessages. So if I flick to the right.
Text message forwarding. Heading. Allow these devices to send and receive text messages from this iPhone. Footer.
Okay, allow these devices to send and receive text messages from this iPhone. Flick to the right.
Allow these devices to... David's MacBook Air. Mac. Off.
Okay, that's my David's MacBook Air, and it's currently off. Flick to the right again.
David Woodbridge's iPad. iPad. Off.
And there's my iPad. So, for the moment, I'm just going to turn on my Mac, so flick back to the left.
David's MacBook Air. Mac. Off.
One finger double tap.
Alert. Text field. Is editing.
Interact with dialogue. For window. Messages. To send and receive your iPhone text messages from +61400 on this Mac, enter the code below on your iPhone now.
So I've got to enter the code. It's on my Mac screen to my iPhone. And once I do that, that will set up text messaging forwarding. So I'm going to put my iPhone down for the moment. And I'm just going to read this message to get the PIN number.
651986.
Okay, 651986. And of course, I just got to that by doing VO right arrow, control option right arrow. Come back to my iPhone and enter 651986 on the keypad on my iPhone screen here. So 651.
6, 6, 5, 5, 1, 1.
Okay, 651986.
9, 9, 8, 8, 6, 6.
And if I want to verify it, go towards the top of the screen.
Text message forwarding. Enter the code shown on your Mac to allow iPhone text messages to also be sent and received on David's MacBook Air. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. 651986.
That sounds like the right button to me. So I flick to the right.
Cancel. Button. Allow. Button.
And one finger double tap to allow.
Settings.
iMessage. Text message for- Edit text.
So now, if I flick back to the left.
Allow these devices to send and receive text messages from this iPhone. Footer.
Flick back to the right.
David's MacBook Air. Mac. On.
Okay, I can tell that my MacBook Air is now on. Now, I won't do this now, but if I flick to my iPad, so flick to the right with one finger.
David Woodbridge's iPad. iPad. Off.
If I double tapped on that, the same thing would happen on the screen. I would get a pop-up message to say, please enter in the following PIN number, i.e. on my iPhone, that was displayed on the iPad screen. And again, that would pair my iPhone here to my iPad again to confirm to send and receive text messaging forwarding. Okay, and really, that's it as far as the setup is concerned. When I was reading online, it actually did say that you need to be on the same Wi-Fi network. And I'm assuming, because this is classified as part of continuity stroke handoff, I would assume that you may need to have handoff turned on both your iPhone and on your Mac. But I've got them on by default because I use handoff as well and continuity for using the applications on my iPhone to my Mac and my Mac to my iPhone. And I also use the other continuity feature. I'll be able to send and receive phone calls via my iPhone between my iPhone and my Mac. Okay, so to keep things nice and tidy before I actually do a new message on my Mac, let me just press the home button on my iPhone to go back to the main home screen.
Settings.
I'm just going to touch the top of the screen on messages.
Messages.
Okay, just to keep things nice and tidy. Okay, so let me send a new message on my Mac. First of all, to my iPhone, and then I'll send one to my Android phone, which is a non-iMessage mobile phone. So I'm going to do Command N for new.
New message. No recipients. To edit text.
Now I've got two mobile numbers for my contacts here. One's my iPhone, one's my Android phone for work. So I'm going to type in my iPhone mobile phone number.
Selection replaced. 0400.
Press tab.
Leaving scroll area. Add recipient. iMessage. Edit text.
Yes, I know it's an iMessage because it's saying iMessage in the text edit field. If I just type in hello world, this is a test message going through iMessages for stop and enter to send it.
Hello world, this is a test MSG going through iMessages.
Now that actually came through on my iPhone. I'm not too sure why it didn't notify me. So let me just double tap on messages.
Messages. Messages. Messages. Edit.
Okay, button. If I flip to the right.
Messages. Heading. Compose. Button. Search. Search. DavidWouldBeR@.com. 3:58 p.m. Hello world, this is a test MSG going through iMessages.
Okay, so
swipe up or down to select a custom action.
Let me just press the home button to come out of messages.
Messages.
Okay, and now I'm going to do the same thing. This time I'm going to send it to my Android phone. Okay, so let me do another new message. Command in for new.
New message. No recipients. 2. Edit text.
Now this time I'm actually going to type in my Android mobile phone number, which is the phone I use for work. So it's definitely not an iMessage based device, i.e. I'm going to send a text SMS message to my work Android phone. So I'm going to type its mobile number in now.
425269.
Okay, press the tab key.
Leaving scroll area. Add recipient button. Text message. Edit text.
Okay, now this time you've noticed it says text message. It actually doesn't say iMessage. So I can be hopefully fully assured that it's going to send the SMS, not iMessage, to my Android phone here. So I'm just going to type in the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. And I won't worry about any spelling typos there. Now I'm just going to press enter and my Android phone should receive an SMS message from my Mac via my iPhone. And let's go and see what happens. Enter.
From David Woodbridge, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush never to be seen again.
And hey presto, I just sent an SMS message from my Mac via SMS to a non-iOS device. And of course, I could reply on my Android device and it would come back up on my Mac as a text message yet again and just keep doing the same conversation to and fro, of course, with the current same phone number. So that's how you set up SMS relay on your iPhone, in this case, to your Mac. So let me press Command Q to quit out of messages on my Mac.
Finder, desktop.
Just in summary, to set up SMS Relay, you need to be using the same Apple ID for both messages accounts running on, in this case, my Mac and the iPhone. And of course, remember, you can also set this up on the iPod Touch and iPad as well. You need to be on the same Wi-Fi network. And I did mention through the recording that I said you also might need to have handoff also turned on, as this is part of the continuity feature between iOS 8.1 and iOS 10 10.10 Yosemite. So basically, to set it up, you go into settings on your iPhone, go into messages, and I described how you confirm your Apple ID both in messages on the iPhone and messages on your Mac. And the same deal would go for the iPod Touch and the iPad, where messages is on the iPhone. So when you're in settings, messages, text message forwarding, in there, as long as you're logged in at the same Apple ID, it'll bring up the devices that are attached to messages. And in my case, it said David's MacBook and David's iPad. I then selected my Mac and it came up with a PIN number in messages on my Mac that I had to enter in on my iPhone to confirm the pairing. And I did say that if I did the same on the iPad one, it would bring up a pairing PIN number on the iPad screen, and I'd have to enter that into my iPhone again to pair my iPhone to the iPad again to send and receive SMS messages. And literally, that's all there was to setting it up with. I then demonstrated sending a normal iMessage to my iPhone, and for some odd reason, as we saw in the demo, it didn't come up as a new message to remind me, which is very odd. I'll check that later out. And then I also then sent a straight text message to my work Android phone. Worked extremely well, as you heard in the demo. So that completes this demonstration of SMS Relay from, this case, my Mac to my iPhone. And as usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.